Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What? Okay. 913-586.
They can be optimistic.
Oh, just for sure.
With an actual...
Yeah. Don't tell me he's going to hit 50 homers, okay? You know
and
what
hit
I mean?
350 yeah. with a 475 on base
But if
percentage.
You want to say he's hitting... Let's just be somewhat reasonable.
Sure.
We can still be very optimistic, though, if you would like. But 913-586-7965, the Jay Southland Toast Service text line. Let us know. What would you consider success? Because for me, I wanted to look back in Royals history a little bit. And what rookies had done. And some of them had started full seasons. Remember, he's joining here on June 3rd, so he's not getting a .162.
Nope.
He's going to be playing less than that. But 23 home runs would set the Royals' rookie record.
I mean, he's not getting 23, is he?
I think Bo Jackson had 22. If you're telling me a great rookie campaign, it's that he breaks the record. He doesn't even have to win Rookie of the Year or anything, but he just breaks. You know, if he hits 23, he might, right? But
he just breaks the Royals.
The Royals rookie record for home runs, even if he's hitting 240, that is a great rookie slash half season, right?
Okay.
All right, progress. Like, okay, I can see there would be he hits 15 home runs and he hits like 240, right? And I think that's, by the way, my most reasoned expectation is 240, 20 home runs.
Okay.
And that, I don't think that's crazy. I also think that's being still fairly optimistic.
Okay, what I would consider a successful season for, like, I'm really happy, Jack Caglione, only growth is possible at this point, watch the man go. And I did look it up. I don't know if it counted enough. Bob Hamlin might technically have the record. He had 24 in...
I thought Hamlin and Bo Jackson both had 22 as rookies. Maybe
Hamlin had 24. Not that it really matters, but
okay.
It's about the same number.
Okay.
Bob
right.
the Hammer Hamlin, who I watched once hit a home run off of the foul pole at Kauffman Stadium, had 24 in 101 games. He'd played 16 the year before, so I don't really technically know if he'd played enough games to not qualify as a rookie. But the point is, look, 260 with a 325 on-base percentage and 20 homers. I mean, if I got that... That's like Soler at the end of his like run in Kansas City when he's putting up some good numbers. Not putting up the 50 home run season or whatever, but putting up some good numbers. That would be a huge boost to this lineup. I'd be thrilled. Honestly,
yeah.
Thrilled.
Well, I would
if
hope.
He hit 260 with a 325 on base and 20 homers. Like,
yeah.
I might be thrilled if
totally.
It's 15.
Yeah.
If it's 15, I might be okay
yeah, if he
with those
that.
Averaging that on base percentage.
If he did that, of course you'd be thrilled. Now, what about on the flip side? Where would is there a number or scenario where you'd be like, oh, I'm a little worried? Nobody's concerned that he's not going to be a big leaguer for his career. Nobody's concerned that he can't hit the ball out of the park. But
anything under double digit home runs and hitting under 220 immediately becomes a concern.
Yeah, like if his first year was 215 and like 9 homers,
I don't love that.
You'd be a little concerned about the bigger picture stuff, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to bail on the whole thing and just say he's got no chance of being successful, but those like that threshold, that 220 less than double-digit homers, is when I'm like, because I know that that's going to come with strikeouts, Gold. I know that's going to come with some of the issues that like are the concerns for any player, right, going into it.
Right. A couple of people on the text line, their view of what would be successful for Cags here in his first year, 250, 20 homers, 50 RBIs. That comes from the 913. Someone else said 25 homers, 60 RBI, 274 average. Well, that would be, he might be rookie of the year. He would be rookie of the year at that point.
I'll take it.
Yeah, look, that's rookie of the year stuff right there.
Look, I mean, I'd be thrilled with the numbers I gave you. If he did anything above that, I'm going to be talking superstar stuff. I'm going to start thinking he is Pete Alonso, yeah. Not just looks like the left-handed Pete Alonso. I'm going to start talking myself all the way into it if he does that.
So it sounds like if I set the over-under at 17.5 home runs, who's taking the under?
I mean, I have to take the under, right? Don't I? How many games are left? Like 100?
Mm-hmm. Like 102, 103, something like that. Over under 17.5. I think
he could lead the league in homers one day, but I don't think I don't think he's gonna to hit more than 17. Look, he's gonna have to be one of the 10 best home run hitters in baseball for the last 3 months, and I'm not there yet. I don't want to get runaway expectations for Jack Caglione. I guess I'm ready for reasonable, but like I'm not trying to let them just like take off.
Vinny could get hot, but right now I believe Vinny's pacing for 23 or 24,
yeah,
I think.
Ish. It might have gone down since then. Maybe it's 2021, 22.
So the question is,
oh man, do you think he leads the team in
home runs? Is there a chance that Cags catches Vinny's home run number?
It's non-zero. I mean, it's the only three people who are going to lead this team in home runs this year are Vinny Pasquantino, Bobby Witt Jr., who we know can rip off as many as anybody and led the team in homers last year. All right. I think Jack Caglione, unless I think Salvi's getting hot. He's obviously had a 48 home run season, but I mean,
who else is it going to be this year? I mean,
you think there's a chance Jack leads this team in homers? Well, that's the dream. If you tell me that at the end of the season, the rest of the numbers almost don't matter.
I think there's a 10% chance.
I don't think it's out of the question.
There's a 10% chance when it's done that Vinny ends up with like 26 home runs and Cags is pushing him, at least pushing him.
Look, I'm interested in that result.
And for those of you listening, like, oh, this is crazy stuff. Look, I also think we can play the Buster Olney cut too. Buster Olney, J.J. Cooper, J.J. Piccolo, the general manager of the team, Jim Callis, the comps that everybody, and you can call it groupthink if you want. I think it's groupthink because everybody knows he's got power. Like groupthink is something that can be dangerous, but when we're talking about, hey, what does everybody pretty much guarantee that he's going to do because of his skill set, and that is hit home runs. And so if we're just talking about pure power, everybody acknowledges, like, yeah, the power is on the level of Judge. It doesn't mean he's going to be Aaron Judge. Nobody's saying that. Nobody's saying he will be Aaron Judge. But
saying he's
power
got that
wise,
power.
Him, Otani, it's honestly, Otani, Judge, and maybe Caglione might be the three guys in the big leagues that can destroy a baseball the way those guys can. Right? Like that might be the list. It doesn't mean he's going to be those guys, but that is the power he has. And if you think he has that power, and even if he's playing at the K, 20-plus home runs in 102 games or whatever is not absurd. Now, is it? Would it be incredible? Sure. But it is not like, it's not like you're talking about just a random prospect with above-average power, and you're trying to sit here and say he's going to hit 20-plus home runs.
Like, I'm just kind of going back through and seeing where it was, because, like, this is the interesting part to me. Like, what was Aaron Judge thought of when he was coming up in the bigs? Was he was a first-round pick, 32nd overall by the Yankees. He was, at times, in the top 10 of Baseball America's top 10 prospect rankings. He got up to the number one prospect, number two prospect for the New York Yankees. That's Jack Caglione. I'm not saying, again, I'm not telling you either, Goldie's going to turn into Aaron Judge. But that is his, I'm not kidding, that is his ceiling. That's at least, maybe not Aaron Judge, he might be the best right-handed hitter. His ceiling maybe is Pete Alonso. How about that? His ceiling is one of the premier power hitters in baseball. Fine, not Judge. But pretty much anywhere sub of that, right? The Stanton comparisons, the Alonso comparisons, the guys who we talk about as being feared hitters in baseball, he can do that at his absolute max. But I don't put that on him for this year or for the next couple of years for the same reason, Gold, you and I remember specifically having this conversation with listeners about Bobby Witt Jr. after his rookie year. And everyone was like, why can't he just do what's the really good player in Seattle's name?
Julio?
Julio Rodriguez. Why can't he just be Julio Rodriguez? Just crying that he wasn't turning into that player, and they didn't understand why he wasn't him his rookie year. Now the better player, and I'm not saying Julio Rodriguez is a bad player, but there's no argument about who the better player in baseball is. That's Bobby Witt Jr. And so, like, this season's not going to tell us everything about Jack Caglione.
No,
it's just
can
he help him now? He makes an improvement on the thing, and, like, the real power, there's no doubt about the power. That's just a real thing.
Of the overall career comparison, when someone says Alonso or any of these other names, that's not something that's going to potentially be fully realized in the next 2 months or three months.
Unless he gets 25 homers in the next 100 games,
The power stuff, that is immediate. Just strictly power. Not talk about chase rate. Not from a pure power perspective. That is there. He's already on that level.
Yeah, he's already one of the five hardest hitting players probably in baseball.
Yeah, but he has to put it all together for him to obviously be the type of player that everybody hopes he's going to be. And it starts tonight.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.